What's up, Hollow Cult? Happy Wednesday. We are back.
Say, let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
So make sure you like the live if you're just hanging out in here. Subscribe to the YouTube and all the other stuff that we do. Make sure you hit the bell so you know whenever we do all this good stuff. My net's still not fully functional. Should be this Friday as of last time I checked. So hopefully we can get that taken care of. But hey, it's Wednesday.
And then it's full frontal assault from the Hollow Boys.
Frontal assault.
Let's go.
Everybody's already kicking off in the chat. Awesome. Yeah. RIP Pee Wee Herman.
Pee Wee Herman died?
Yeah.
Oh, my.
Yep.
Didn't see that one coming.
Was there a pun?
I don't know. But I wouldn't have known if he was alive or not anyway. So.
Well, he's not now.
No.
But what's new? What is new? They're hashtagging FFA for full frontal assault. Wonderful.
Yeah, that's close. Boom. Quincy and STL. That's close to us.
Yeah, it was miserable last week.
Yeah, I go to Quincy every once in a while for work. It's not that much fun. See, Brother John's been up that way too.
Oh man. Funeral service for Pee-wee will be held in the basement of the Alamo. And inside that giant brontosaurus, wherever the hell that is. Oh man.
So anything weird going on, Steve, that you've caught?
No, not really.
No.
Like I said, me being out of the net, I can barely get anything to run at the house.
Yeah, that's true. So, I understand that. I've been hella busy and got some things to take care of this week, so
yeah.
There's that.
Per usual.
Yeah. I did. Well, first off, rewinding back to this past week's episode, bet all of you didn't see that one coming.
Everybody dug it. All the feedback has been positive.
I was kind of surprised, to be honest with you. I was waiting for a bunch of just low blows.
Vampires, really?
Yeah. That's it. I've had it with these guys. Cross the line.
I love it. No, it was a banger.
It was fun, man.
Banger episode.
I didn't anticipate it on it being that much fun.
Made me want to dive into all things vampire. Like I said, I bought a couple books and just flipping through one of them. It's
awesome.
Awesome.
It's extra weird, which is right up our alley.
Yeah. Yeah. Might have to put something together with that.
Yeah. I dig it a lot. Like I said, I've always been into that everything. Nothing's too far for me to dig into. You know, I'll literally pretty much entertain every thought that's out there. So do with that what you will.
I'll change my name to Darth Vamp. Hell yeah.
Good. That does sound about right.
What else we got going on? I got another weird shit fall from the sky episode dropping Monday. That was pretty cool.
Appreciate you, Thomas.
Oh, hell yeah, brother.
Much love, man. I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, I ain't really been. John.
John coming in hot.
Oh yeah,
brother John killing it. I mean, killing it. We would have one hell of a team if we all decided to go actually hunt vampires.
Yeah,
that would get interesting really fast.
Yeah.
I don't know how far we would actually make it, but we would try.
I'm not very fast, so I would just have to probably just wrap my entire body in cloves of garlic.
That'd probably work.
Yeah. Soak the locks in holy water.
Well, damn, Darth Squatch is in here, too. Let's go.
Thanks, brother.
Everybody's down to hunt vampires. That's awesome.
My little brother said he'll hang from a bridge by his toes. That is
Dylan whole trying different to be a thing. Vampire? Is he trying to like lure vampires in?
Maybe.
Is that is. He's like, hey guys, check it out. This is a good place to hang out.
Chasing Mound Builders. My encounter was in Centralia, which is fairly new or fairly near you guys, so they are around. Yeah, that is correct. And we have there are some weird goings on in and around Centralia. There was a guy that we both went to high school with. He was a year older than me from right here in Jerseyville, Jared Hanna. And he went missing in July of 2011, I believe. And he is still missing to this day. And the circumstances of his whereabouts are pretty strange.
Iffy at best.
Yeah. Let me double check, make sure that's in Centralia.
Man, wouldn't that be an unforeseen turn of events?
Yeah.
Related to vampires.
Well, you know how all these things go. When someone goes missing, Centralia is not a very big place in the grand scheme of things. And there are a number of men missing or found deceased in this general area. Yeah. Especially for the amount of people that were there.
Hey, Paul, thanks for stopping by, brother.
Well, my internet's not working per usual, so I'm fairly certain it's in Centralia. But again, there are multiple men and probably maybe women that went missing and end up either never being found or found deceased. There are rumors, of course, nothing substantial, but there is an area on the road where Jared went missing, and it's called the Devil's Playground. There are rumors of like Satanism and cult activity and all sorts of things there. So it could tie in. Yeah, it is in Centralia. It could tie in to possibly this vampire encounter here.
Speaking of, I forget what you just called that, but because my mind started to go down a different road, quite literally. Just had a buddy reach out. Long friend of mine. His name is also Kyle. So shout out Kyle if you're listening to this. But he did tell me about a road out by his house that vaguely sounds familiar. The road you and Brandon and them went down. But apparently it's called Hell's Road out there. Thank you, Laura. We appreciate that a lot. Is that the road you guys dabbled with way back in the day?
Hell's Road? I don't know the name of it, but I feel like that would have stuck out in my brain.
Let me send you the actual road. It's not the actual road name. It's just, it's of course what they
call
it. I've been meaning to tell you about this, but I keep forgetting.
I would have to ask Beef because I could not tell you where exactly that was or how to get there. Mark, no, it's Centralia, Illinois. not Centralia that's on fire. But while he's looking that up, back to all the missing people in Centralia, Illinois, so Jared goes missing. They find his truck. They don't find him anywhere. A couple months pass by. They find his backpack and his wallet in a field there where a previous body was found beforehand, which is kind of sus considering that Centralia is not that big. And there's all these, I think there's 5 or 6. I don't know. I keep thinking about doing an episode on it. I know it's really true crimey, but it's bizarre. It is bizarre.
That road's called Snake Road,
which is also creepy.
Yeah.
Kind of.
But I guess everybody out that way, which he lives out past Shipman, I think. Pretty sure that's where that is. I think it's Shipman. But Snake Road. I guess apparently everybody out there just calls it Hell Road. Hell Road, whatever it is. And they always report seeing super strange things happening. There's another tale, which could be the same one that you've told me about, but he was breaking up real bad because he was driving the back roads out there. But if I caught it right, it was another one of them tales where if you park on the bridge and turn your car off, and I think he said put it neutral, you'll get pushed off the bridge. You'll hear babies crying out there around the bridge, all types of weird shit.
I guess we'll have to go.
That's what I'm saying. I figure it'd be pretty easy one night just to drive around out there because it's just the road. Like apparently the whole road is crazy, and a bunch of people report seeing, which they make it sound like it's somebody's dog. But they say this thing is huge. Absolutely huge. And it's a jet black dog. And Kyle's creepy. Like, I have no idea what dog it was or what kind of dog it is.
Creepy, but I'm here for it.
John knows where it's at.
Hell yeah, John, we going?
Need to start buying some cameras.
Yeah. Yeah, because I'm half tempted to go out on the road where they found where all those people went missing just to go and poke around just to see what what's up.
Well, we've got one GoPro. We need you probably need to invest in a real camera, at least one. So we got a couple different options there. We'll just duct tape all the cameras to Brother John and Dylan. Yes,
then. Yep. Boots on the ground.
Yeah.
Boots on the ground.
Yeah, I've been thinking about that here of late, about going out to that, doing that road.
Yeah, that would be cool. We need to go back to X.
Yeah, we definitely need to get a team together and go to X. Get a couple cameras. Once again, get some night vision cameras. And go do it. Because I'm down.
Same. I'm ready for the next big head turner, big spooky shit to consume my existence for a while.
X will probably be that for us. I'm sure with all the things that we've heard about it, you know, from Ghost Hunter Dave, it sounds like it doesn't typically disappoint.
Yeah. And Dave's been to all the biggies in Illinois. He's been to Mantino before they started tearing it down. He's been in revamping it. He's been to Bartonville before they tore it down. He's been to Bachelor Grove. He's pretty much been everywhere. And he said X was a whole different beast in itself. And it's a very, very unsuspecting cemetery. It's just like every other cemetery that's dotted around small town Illinois. You would never know.
No, you drive by like it wasn't even there.
Yeah. And it's out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like it's away from everywhere. And the fact that the police patrol it kind of says something for the area. It's drawing people out. They're trying to keep people out. I don't know. It's weird. It is weird.
Welcome, Laura. Glad you found us.
Welcome. Welcome. But yeah, and that was during the day when we went there.
Perfect. Absolutely perfect.
Yes. I hope that's what happens. Whatever the watcher is, steps through the portal.
It's DMX. And he
starts barking like DMX.
I just hope that it is DMX.
Strange Road, what's up? Saw Bigfoot Society in here.
Yeah.
He's killing the game. Good to have you, Jeremiah, if you're still hanging out.
Yeah, oh. Brother Josh is in here.
Hell yeah. But yeah, that's exciting. I'm stoked to get that put together and get out and get some boots on the ground. I know I watch Josh's Gates spinoff Expedition X and their season premieres tonight. And I've been watching
nice. I didn't even know about that.
Yeah. He's usually not on. He's usually like in his office and he has these other two go out and do all these paranormal investigations and whatnot, but he's there investigating this evening. Well, not this evening, but that's where they recorded at some asylum in Detroit. And it looks like it's getting pretty interesting.
Why didn't they just hire us?
I don't know. I tag him on Twitter all the time. I'm like, and on TikTok.
I figure we're probably going to be way more interesting than most of those yahoos.
Yeah. I mean, look at us. We're
unprofessional. That's what people like. They like unprofessional.
Untapped potential.
I like that too. I like that too. That's why I didn't like one particular show, because they were too professional, and I don't like that. I like chaos.
Same. Same, same, same. Stop running. That's my favorite Ghost Adventures line of all time. Stop running. You ain't got to worry about me running. All I got to say is if that watcher is chasing me, he better be gigantic and very hungry, because I'm not trying.
I'm not going to be able to run either.
It's not going to do it.
No, that's physically impossible. I'm way too out of shape for that.
I'm just going to point the GoPro at him. Say, you can get it too.
And then just throw the GoPro at him.
Oh, Chasing Mound Builders is like got legit vampire hookup.
Like legit, legit? Or somebody who says they're a vampire?
I mean, you don't have any reason not to believe them.
Huh? No, I'm with it. I just, you know, you got to clarify.
Guys, I can contact the one I encountered still if you want to meet him. Maybe he would.
I mean, we're always down for a vampire interview.
We could call it Interview with the Vampire. I feel like that's been done before.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Darth Squatcher, I don't need to outrun the creature. I just need to outrun you guys. And you will.
Oh, guaranteed. Yeah. That's definitely going to happen.
Guaranteed. Because why? It wouldn't
be interesting. I'd rather just be like the Indian dude from Predator. Billy. I think that was his name, Billy. You just pull out your 4-foot knife and cut your chest and then just stand on a log and get ready to fight. Much rather go out that way. Because that way, you're remembered. You're a badass. Because everybody's gonna be like, did you see what he did? He tried fighting that thing. He lost.
Even the Predator took a minute.
SOB.
He took a minute. He was like, damn.
Yeah, he was impressed. Damn. You have to be impressed. At the bare minimum, in your head, you might look at me like, this guy's a joke. But you got to be like, well, he's got some cojones on him. This guy knows what's up.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
I don't. That one right there. I don't know if peeing on the ground will be out of dominance at that point.
You have to make some kind of stand. Me and Dylan were playing DayZ one day, and we were stacked up. We'd raided a military base, and we were ready to go. We come across this dude that's wandering by himself, just logged in, didn't have anything. So me and Dylan surround him, got our pew-pews on him, and the dude in-game takes off his pants and throws it at me. I said, you know what, I can respect that. And then we let him go.
You have to at that point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know you want to live if you resort to using your pants as a weapon.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah, I'm going to be impressed. Like, I did not see that coming.
Garlic lotion, garlic-based lotion. I feel like there's an untapped market there.
I don't know if there's going to be much of a market. I'm going to be honest with you. But in the name of hunting vampires, you have a different argument.
That's true.
So, I mean, it's all about marketing at that point.
That is true. Pretty much the whole
Maynard, that's dirty. That's dirty, Maynard.
I read it and I was just if you know, you know.
Right. Oh boy.
Pretty much all the paranormal world's been consumed with the alien in UAP disclosure hearing.
Yeah.
Still, they're all still talking about it. Like, that's everybody's go-to at this point. So I don't know, man.
Yeah, it is everywhere. I was gonna slightly bring it up only because the episode I briefly listened to the other day, and I was telling you about it, how this guy thinks that they're us from the future and they're coming back to get genetics from us because there's something wrong with their genetics in the future. So they have to come back to, which, I mean, that's a cool storyline. I just don't know that I buy that.
I just think they're going to be real. Like, I posted on Facebook, I shared that little quote that just took off. People have been sharing it all over the place. But it's like, the aliens are going to be real confused when they come down and let us all know that they're going to overthrow our government. And then we're all like, all right, we're down. Just say when.
It's pretty factual at this point. That's pretty factual.
What?
I just like the idea of there being the possibility of others out there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Appreciate you, Bert.
Thanks, Bert.
The donation.
Yeah, I... Because
there's just too much. There's too much out there, man.
It was funny because my work partner... He's not into any like too much paranormal stuff, but I was sitting there watching the hearing last Friday, the little bit that I did, the 30 or 40 minutes. And ever since then, every day he comes in, he's like, man, he's like, yeah, I don't know what you've unlocked. He's like, but I've been going home, Ancient Aliens on Hulu. I've been watching it nonstop. We were sitting in the truck today and Jordan pulls up Ancient Aliens and he's watching it. I'm like,
good for him.
I'm like, you're in deeper than I am, bro.
Yeah, I don't watch it, but I would maybe if I had TV and a lot of time.
Yeah, he just kept going. Either,
so
he kept going off on all these tangents and shit. And I'm like, maybe I need to dive into that a little bit because I can't even keep a conversation going.
Well, that's the thing, is there's so many really cool topics out there. It's just, you got to have the time to really bite into them, because some of them, you know, some of them you can, you know, last minute research the night before, because that's about all the information that's on them. But then there's other topics that require a significantly larger amount of dedicated time, because yeah. there's topics that are so cool and so interesting that you don't want to do it, you know, any harm or disjustice by just half-assing it.
Yeah. Just spitballing it. I feel that.
Yeah. So that's why some of the longer ones we haven't got around to, because it just takes time to put these together in the background.
Oh, check Verge out. Spoke with a retired engineer for a top secret program this morning.
That's dope. Hopefully he can hook us up.
No NDAs, hopefully.
Trade the 07 Cherokee for a UFO. Just let him know that's on the table.
If they overthrow the government, can we place bids on the individuals who want to see squashed? We can make a shit ton of cash. That's what I said. I said, as long as they eat the politicians first, I'm cool.
Man, I'm not trying to be eaten. I can tell you that much. I'd rather be, once again, my Predator reference, I'd rather go out like that than know I was going to be eaten. At least by Predators standing, I would be a trophy. Kyle was a worthwhile opponent. I'm going to mount his head on my wall.
Oh, that's... Did you see what Verge is saying, bro?
No.
Says, I can't seem to post the name. It blocks me immediately. That's crazy.
I thought you already did post it. I saw a couple mentions earlier.
Oh, I don't know.
Is it the same one, Virgil? Ends with works. Works.
Colleen said she can't post it either. Well, joke's on the people monitoring my internet, because my internet doesn't work that good.
They can't monitor us because your internet's too slow.
Yeah, they're probably listening to the night shift from about 3 months ago at this point.
Probably. I want to talk to some top secret fools. Let's go.
Yeah. Yep. I just saw that.
Yeah, Virgil, I saw it earlier when you spaced it out. But who knows? Maybe they're on to you. Maybe they picked it up and they're like, no. Send some top secret fools our way.
I saw that another big content creator in the paranormal world, Ryan Sprague from Somewhere in the Skies, just posted that he got his YouTube demonetized.
Well, that's not surprising.
They're just banging him out.
And that's which is so weird.
Just a UFO guy. Like, he doesn't even talk about anything controversial.
Right. Well, that means we're extra screwed, because
we're just not big enough for anybody to notice.
That's what it is. But I'm saying, if we ever did get to that point.
Oh, yeah.
Then we're screwed. Yeah, we're screwed. We'll have to solely rely on, like, Patreon and just the normal podcast. YouTube will basically be just like an added bonus.
Yeah. Especially since they're going after everybody.
Yeah. Everybody. And that, dude, that's the way of the future. Whether we want to admit it or not. You know,
like I said, Lord,
censorship is here. We already lost that fight, whether you want to admit it or not.
Wendigoon's conspiracy iceberg got hit. Lore Lodge's episode on Bohemian Grove got hit.
Wendigoon.
Yeah. That dude's monstrous.
Oh, really?
He's got like 2 million, 3 million subscribers.
Oh, and he got smacked down?
Yep. On his conspiracy iceberg. Oh,
man.
And only one tier of it. He broke it down into different, like, I don't know how many different ones, but there's only one specific one.
So, like, there'll be different videos for each layer is what you're saying?
Yeah, because you know those icebergs where, like, tier one is the tip of the iceberg, and it's like your intro into conspiracies, and the further down you go, the more fucked up and deeper you
Why get. Would you give a shit about that? Like, I just don't get it. I don't understand. I understand, like, people's argument when it comes to, oh, well, you know, Steve's selling the idea that a hot dog's a sandwich, and it's not. You know, there's that whole idea that you shouldn't be able to put that information out there because it's wrong information.
They say right? that it's the algorithm. You say a certain word, and it, well, boom.
Suck it. How about
that? That's probably on there.
Good.
That's probably on there.
But like I said, I understand that you think that that's the way that it should be, that you shouldn't be able to put certain types of information out there, but that's not how that works in reality. You know, the freedom of speech and freedom of thought is what it is. You can't put a bar on that, because the second you allow a bar to be put on that, well, they're just going to nuke everything. You lost the fight.
Yeah.
It's your responsibility as a person to look at Steve and go, you're an idiot. Hot dogs are not sandwiches.
If a hot dog is a sandwich, then chili is a soup.
Yeah. Mm. What, it's just whatever. We're not going to get into this dumbass debate.
Oh yeah. I'm probably lagging.
You know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I'm probably lagging. I don't have very good internet right now.
Yeah. I'm working just fine. As far as I know, but it's just, I don't know. Like, you can't do that, because like I said, once we've already allowed it, we already allowed it to happen. So the fight's lost. It's over. Those are, you know, it's just like the Patriot Act and stuff. It's just stuff you don't get back.
Yeah. Wow.
What?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we've lost the chat. They're arguing whether hot dogs are tacos or ketchup.
Yeah, I'm just not even paying attention. I'm just talking to you, right? They just do their own thing.
That's true. That is 100%.
They took my half-ass analogy and just wrecked it. They just like, oh, this is gospel. We got to go. Yeah.
Kyle was trying to end censorship in there, talking about worms being forbidden spirit.
All right. I stand corrected on censorship.
Yeah. See, this is what happens. This is what happens when you just open the gates and you let people just talk about whatever they want to talk about.
Exactly.
You dogs and cats living together. It's just pandemonium. Bologna is a hot dog pancake.
That's disgusting. Disgusting.
Hot dog. Anything inside bread is a sandwich. Is a corn dog a sandwich?
Valid point.
Very interesting. These are the real questions. Everybody tuned in for the paranormal, and we're out here trying to get this. The lasagna is spaghetti cake.
This is the most pointless conversation I've had in my life.
Well, I mean, the inquiring minds would like to know. There's 81 people watching right now that want to know if...
No, there's no reason to know these answers.
Corn dog is a hot
at
dog.
At all, Wellington. Ever.
It's a cinnamon roll.
It's like, I wish I could fully remember the line out of Joe Dirt, but it's like Joe Dirt's dad, you know? He says, you know, why is a posse track rear end spindle tires? It just does, or it just is, whatever the thing is. It just is. Just leave it alone. It is what it is.
Hot pockets or ravioli? Is mayonnaise an instrument? And a calzone. Isn't like a hot pocket just a like a wish calzone?
I don't know. Yeah, see, Dylan's got it. How's a rainbow work? It just does.
Yeah. How do magnets work? Nobody knows.
That's what I mean. There's some answers that are just kind of irrelevant. It doesn't matter.
Spaghetti sandwiches are good. That's my work partner talked about spaghetti sandwiches today. What a weird synchronicity. that two people
that talked about weird.
Spaghetti sandwiches today. It that just does. I just, yeah. I don't know.
I was pausing in a Plymouth word.
It just does. It just
it's awesome.
We used to be a proper country, and then someone said a hot dog is a sandwich.
See?
A calzone is just a pizza folded in half. A hot pocket is a pastry, is it not? What about a fig
Newton? Does it matter?
What about a fig Newton? Is that a hot pocket?
I think here in about 10 minutes, my internet's about to fucking break.
We're going to get blocked. We're going to get banned by...
Yeah, I'm going to do the blocking.
We're going to get banned by the CIA because we're figuring out that fig Newtons are just essentially hot pockets.
No.
These are important.
No, these are the conversations they'll let unfold because they're like, look at this. Literally, yeah. They're wasting everyone's time, including
we are misinformation. We are the distraction.
I would agree with that.
We are the distraction.
It has nothing to do with me being wrong at all.
What's your spaghetti? Ever. What's your spaghetti policy here? If you take ramen noodles and you put ketchup on it and you cut up hot dogs and also dump in it, is it spaghetti? Anyone? This is imposterous. That's going up on the screen here. That's money. Completely derailed. I don't even know if I'm still connected, actually, at this point.
No, you are.
It's fine. That's good. I think they're going to get it figured out.
They can.
Can't wait for the art of this show. Same. No pressure, Necro, but people are anticipating this one. This is all creepypasta. Okay, back to aliens. Derailed isn't a strong enough term. That is correct. No. All right. Anyway, back to non-culinary weirdness. Again, my whole, I usually try to keep up on things about... on the Twitter, all Twitter is right now is just people arguing over the hearing, the disclosure hearing.
Has there been any more or just the one?
Just that one. And I don't know what's new. It's all kind of rehashed since in the last couple of weeks.
I haven't really heard much about it, but I haven't been paying a whole lot of attention.
I did post up our, we had a Facebook listener send us a message in a while ago about a picture they took at Waverly Hills that shows essentially an apparition in a window across the way. Posted it on Reddit, which I knew what I was getting myself into there, but they pretty much ate that alive.
But that's Reddit. That's just what they do.
It's weird that you're in a ghost forum and you just want to just tell everybody that everything is not a ghost, which I mean, I'm kind of a hopeful skeptic anyway, but it's interesting. I posted it out there to see if anybody else had anything similar, and it was just people being real sad. I did get told not to peddle my little podcast on Reddit.
They're just a bunch of wham-whams.
Yeah, I'm like, man, if you're over here defending your Reddit ghost thread from podcasts, then You probably don't need to listen to my show anyway, you fucking nerd.
A lot of people get mad about that stuff, about promoting your show on other people's shit, which I understand to a degree, but you know, you don't want somebody coming in there and just spamming constantly.
Yeah, I didn't even say anything. I just said,
I know
a listener sent this to our show.
Yeah, okay. I know, but people are, they're dumb.
Do better.
Right? Was it you that showed me the one picture of the white face that came around the door? Did I see that somewhere else?
I don't think so.
Dang it. Because I saw a picture. It was like somebody taking, I don't know where it was in the house, but it's like they took a picture of their bedroom with the door at like a 90-degree angle into the room. And it looked like pure white face peeking out from behind the door.
It's creepy.
Yeah. But they reminded me exactly what I saw that night. My garage door was open. Remember I said there was something like at the foot of the couch?
Yep. Yep.
And I specifically said, I'm like, it wasn't like a shadowy figure. It was like a light figure. It was weird.
Yeah, that's strange. That's strange.
Yeah, so it resonated because, like I said, it was like, wow, that's weird because I guess you do kind of see some apparition pictures that are white, you know, not like chalk white, but like, you know, like transparent.
If you watch that Holes, like in smoke. That Holes in the Sky movie, when they first see the aliens or the entities, it's out in this field and it's poking its head around a tree and it's pure white. You see its eyes first, its eyes are reflecting.
That's
and
then gross.
And it does the hide behind thing and its face is white. And it actually comes across as a cryptid whenever it breaks, the news breaks. They share the video and stuff and people, they keep calling it some kind of name, the such and such monster, but it breaks the news as like a cryptid, but it's really the aliens.
But that's a like a movie, right?
Yeah. That's fictional.
Yeah.
Maynard, no, the Kentucky meat shower wasn't the inspiration for the blob, but Monday's episode is. Monday's episode is. We were told there would be hair bands like Whitesnake and Poison and Rat and Motley Crue. Because I don't feel like we have a budget to book them.
No.
What do we think of the Bledsoe case, real talk? We did a pretty good, quite a few shows on it. And we go down that road. Granted, this was before they totally took it and just ran the gamut with it. Writing books and going on television and all that. Pretty much stand where I stood then. I do believe something absolutely traumatizing happened to the father.
I think the oldest son?
Yeah.
Because he was part of that experience as well.
I do not think it's what they think it is, the way they portray it. Granted, I haven't read the book, and I probably won't, but I might.
I've considered it.
Just to see.
If I ever get the time, I probably will. Just to see where see if the story changed at all. You know, and just to get another take on the whole encounter. You know, maybe I missed something. I doubt it, but because I did a lot of digging into that one. That one had me.
I think, I know Day ask. I think that the old man is legit. I think he had a legitimate experience. And I think that the son saw dollar signs as soon as that started taking off.
I think Mr. Bledsoe is probably still experiencing things, to be 100% honest. It's just a matter of what.
Yeah, I agree.
Because I don't know. I just don't know. You don't know why he got picked. You don't know why they're still messing with him. You don't, because you can't say that it has to come to belief, because I believe in him 100%. It's just, you know, I guess it's just one of them things. It's beyond my realm of knowledge, so to speak.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know. The story took so many twists and turns. And I think if these beings are able to travel across galaxies, they're able to traverse dimensions, they're well beyond the means to manipulate human emotions. And I'm fairly positive that they do.
Yeah, I mean, I do, but I have to believe that some of them out there are benevolent. I believe that some of them are more or less good. They have to be, just by statistics, they have to be. Because not everyone is a nefarious piece of shit.
No, I just don't think we matter to them. I don't think our emotions, I think our emotions are just a manipulation tool.
Yeah, but there's still people out there today that wouldn't run over a squirrel. Squirrels don't matter.
Yeah, but we're human.
Right. Yeah.
Because we have emotions. And I think like that's what makes us uniquely human, but that's also probably our downfall for things that are above us.
I'm sure. I don't know. I don't think that they're all emotionless. They can't be. I don't know, because even animals have emotion on our planet. I just have to believe that some of them aren't nefarious, malevolent.
Bledsoe is still experiencing thing. He was on a recent Beyond Skinwalker. Yeah, I saw people were talking about that. He can call UFOs by his will, and it was filmed. Interesting.
It is weird. It is weird, but I've seen videos of it too. So it's, I don't know. Like, I do believe him. But you could also play devil's advocate to that as well. You know, you could easily put the whole situation, which you can with anything in this world, you could put it all in the camp of disinformation. It's a perfect alignment of events. They could be all turned video. And I'm not saying that's the case, so don't get the shit twisted. I'm just saying that all that is always possible forever.
Most definitely, especially when you have someone that's such a staunch believer in what they're seeing. What they're seeing is this, and there is no wavering from that. Easiest people to manipulate.
Yeah. Like I said, I said it in the episode. I've said it a million times. I believe Mr. Bledsoe. He seems like a very sweet and genuine man. And I don't doubt for a second that he's making shit up.
I just want Bledsoe to call one of those orbs down to his lawn instead of just staying in the sky. That's kind of my thoughts. I said, well, there's our answer to whatever these things are. Have him call one down.
Yeah.
He's already got his camera out. Bring it on down here. Let's see it.
There's been some crazy healings involved on his property and stuff, which is definitely unexplainable. It's great. It's fantastic. You know, I think we talked about it. That woman got cured of stage 4 cancer, which is phenomenal. I mean, it's amazing. But I don't know.
It's weird, man. It's weird.
It is weird.
Plants have emotions too. When their friends nearby are getting ate, they change their chemistry to make themselves taste worse. They're still alive when we eat them, so they sit in our dark tummy, dissolving and screaming.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
I heard that's the smell of fresh cut grass, is them releasing like pain pheromones.
Oh, that would not be cool.
I was just thinking the same thing, Maynard. We can all do the CE5 protocol. Actually, they were supposed to do a big one in Kansas City the weekend after Medicon. They're supposed to do a meetup and do a CE5. See what they could attract, but I think it got canceled.
That's a bummer.
It is very interesting. There are a lot of fresh faces, fresh cult members in here this evening. Great to have you all with us.
Yeah, for sure.
It's very interesting.
It would be interesting to try.
That would be fucking weird if you could manifest
UFOs. Absolutely.
Yep, everyone smash that like button if you're having a good time. I did see that the Newkirk's new documentary
saw that too.
Is coming out. The preview looks fire. Looks
it does.
Looks awesome.
I'm not gonna lie either. It did look pretty good. It looked creepy.
They know how to sink their claws into you. I'm excited for it. I'm all in. I'm going to watch it the day it drops.
Oh, I will too. Will it be on YouTube?
Probably.
Because if not, I probably won't get to watch it.
Yeah, I bet it will be.
Like I said, I don't really have regular TV, so unless it's on Amazon.
I think it is. I think Hellier was on Amazon.
Yeah, then I might get to watch it.
Strange Road in here kicking it. What up, Strange Road? Glad to have you, fellas. Yeah, I'm all in. It's got everything that I've really been gotten into. Haunted, cursed objects, all kinds of cool stuff. So makes me always want to check my P.O. box for the next creepy thing that comes our way. P.O. Box 145, Fieldon, Illinois. If anybody has anything that is interesting, anything that's into us. For sure.
Well, you think you want to open the lines for a little bit?
Sure. Sure.
See what we can drag in.
The weirder, the merrier. And I'm sorry if I cut out because my internet's not working and the CIA is monitoring this live.
Oh, here we go.
Ready for a career in behavioral health? Earn your online degree at Herzing University. Choose from health and human services, psychology, or social work programs. Gain the skills to work, coordinate, and manage nonprofits. Secure a bachelor's in psychology to study mental health or advance your social work career through our online Masters of Social Work. Let us help you become a social change agent. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Text HEALTH to 85109. That's HEALTH to 85109. Or visit herzing.edu.